Assess change management requirements. Change can be a decidedly difficult task, depending on the characteristics of the change. Even properly managed change initiatives are at high risk for failure. And for any change process, universal and enthusiastic acceptance of the change is unlikely. In order to succeed, a change initiative requires a sufficient level of support and acceptance within the organization without undue resistance or interference from employees. Thus, change management is a crucial component of the supply chain transformation project. Change is often more readily welcomed by individuals when they know they will benefit from it. It provides something they want, or they have been involved in the processes that identify the need, design, and implementation of the change. However, not every stakeholder for a major project can be directly involved in the planning and execution of the project, and it's possible that not everyone in the organization will benefit, either tangibly or from their own perspective, from the change process. The contextual nature of change resistance drives the significant failure rate of change initiatives and illustrates why no one change management process can be considered right or wrong unequivocally. The best approach for a project is dependent on the characteristics of the organization, culture, structure, etc., the nature of the change being undertaken, and the individuals themselves. Given that, significant time and effort should be given to planning the change management approach and documenting the change management assets, tasks, and processes that will be employed. This should start with identifying the following. What are the goals of the change management process? Who will be affected and how they will be affected by the change? Cultural and strategic alignment between change management process and the organization. Any necessary resources, including change management specialists, potential time allocations to meet with divisions undergoing changes, etc. An engagement plan comprising the entire change process. These assets can be considered along with identified project goals, constraints, milestone schedules, risks, costs, and expected returns to determine what the best change approach is for the project. One method of assessing a project is to determine the relative overall change to the organization. The Project Management Institute Practice Guide Managing Change in Organizations cites research by Watzlawick, Weakland, and Fish and by Casey that describes several orders of change. First order change. This represents a change to processes or procedures. It is an adjustment to the existing systems rather than a substantial change, making it less likely to require complex management. These projects typically represent reversible, non-transformational change. Second order change. This represents a change in strategic direction or a change made in response to a major change in the organization's external environment. It generally requires individuals to learn new skills and thus may be seen as threatening by individuals affected by it. These are generally irreversible and transformational. Third order change. This represents a change in the values, culture, or founding principles of the organization. These changes are very difficult. Some people may be unable to adjust and thus may need to leave the organization. The changes are iterative and need to be built based on a deep understanding of people's behaviors, thoughts, motivations, and feelings. They are irreversible and transformational. When assessing change readiness and change management needs, it is important to consider the relationship between the project team and our organization and the stakeholders that are affected by the change. Internal stakeholders may be motivated and communicated with differently than external stakeholders. Suppliers and customers will require different change management strategies than employment unions and regulatory authorities.